Hello, Dr. Ransom.
Good morning.
How are you, my friend?
Just fine. I'm sorry that I was flying from the east last night and was in the air from your talk.
Harry, I just want to tell you that we're mighty happy and pleased that they're going to work out this thing with Rosto, they told me.
Tickled right to that.
Harry, I think that I ought to tell you this with my whole heart and soul. There's not a more peace-loving man in the world. And what this man has done is what you would do or anybody else. He acts as a coordinating staff member receiving the Defense and Secretary of State's recommendations, putting them on an agenda, and acting as a kind of an executive clerk to bring the men together in a meeting, to have them presided over by the president, to hear their views, and then he transmits their decisions. Now, he's no more of a warmonger and got no more to do with the war than anybody. I don't think either Dean Ruskin I have, or Clifford, or McNamara. But this image has been placed, and everybody would have you believe that he is a contentious advocate that's out here fighting to do something. He's just the opposite. So
I know that for a lot.
I want you to know that, and I want you to be sure of that, and he's not going to be a problem on the campus with the most terrible peaceniks. He would listen to them and treat them courteously and may give an opinion, but he would never be an extreme one.
I'm sure of that, sir. And I know him well enough to know that, one, he has one of the finest minds in the United States, and two, the university is intimately blessed by him.
And his wife.
Yes.
She's one of the smartest women I've ever dealt with. Well, I just want you to know that, and God bless all of you, and thank you.
Would you please give Linda our special love? I was in the air when the pilot announced that there and we're all thinking of her with the greatest contact.
Well, I'll tell you something that I guess you know, but my two favorite women, Mrs. Johnson and Linda, think that next to their daddies, that the thing that's been closest to them in the world is the University of Texas, and I've never seen people that have such a sentimental attachment and such gratitude for what it's done to them. And your interest in books and Ms. Hudspeth's influence on Linda has just changed the course of her whole life.
Well, we'll try to live up to that.
And she's got all the book collectors in the world sending her wire. Goodbye, Harry.
That's one.
Thank you.